father was a family man. He loved his home, his wife, and his children. But it wasn't always that way. He passed away when I was 14, so many of my recollections come from what I've been told by family members and family friends. In his 20s and 30s, he traveled a great deal with the Yiddish theater, leaving his parents in Philadelphia. His career meant a great deal to him, and I have the feeling that he didn't return to see them very often. His life changed, though, when he played Lippmann's People's Theater in Detroit. He met my mother, who danced in the chorus there. She was 20 years his junior, and he was smitten with her. They married soon after in 1935. They settled down, and his traveling days were over. They both continued in the theater in Detroit, but it was necessary to have day jobs as well. I was born in 1945 when Dad was 50. We moved from an apartment to a home in the northwest section of Detroit in 1949, the year my brother was born. When we were very young, my father instilled a love of baseball in both of us, something we follow to this day. My father adored my mother. He saved quarters from his lunch money to buy her a radio so that she could listen to it in the kitchen where she spent a great deal of her time. Her cooking was legendary, and Dad appreciated it so much after the years on the road eating hotel food. I knew that Dad had a heart condition, although I was too young to understand what that was all about. When he was in pain, he'd take a pill, and it always worried me. Sometimes I'd wait for him on the corner of my street, watching for his car when he came home from work. When it came into view, I felt relief. I was always afraid he would die. That terrible day came in 1960. It was sudden, at home, after a PTA meeting at school. When the genealogy bug bit me in 1979, it finally dawned on me that I didn't know anyone from my father's side of the family in Philadelphia. I began my search and found my first cousins. Everyone was a generation older than I was. Most didn't even know of my existence. I flew to Philadelphia where one of the cousins organized a Jordan family reunion. It was there that I heard stories about my father. There was one that always stayed with me. Soon after the Jordans, then known as Jordanovskis, came to Philadelphia from Ukraine, someone offered to send my father to Italy to study opera because he had a beautiful voice. My grandmother hit the ceiling and said, "We just came from Europe. You're not going back to Europe." And that was that. I always wondered if that was the impetus for his becoming an actor or why he left home. I wish I had had more years with him to ask all the questions that are still unanswered.